Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud Chulin Daf Mem. Chulin 40a, pagination is 79. We'll start on the facing page, one line up, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. Hashochet, a person shechts an animal of non-carbon, regular Chulin in our time. L'shem Harim, but he's shechting it for the mountain, l'shem givaos, for the hills, l'shem yamim, l'shem naharos, l'shem midbaros, shechitaso psula. He does it for the oceans, for the rivers, for the deserts. The shechita is pasul. It's invalid. It's not kosher. But as the Gemara will point out, we're not saying that it's forbidden in benefit. We're not experiencing here true avodah zarah, and we have to figure out why not. The Mishnah continues, Shnayim ochzin besakin v'shochtin. If two people are holding a knife and they're shechting, Rashi says, Zebirosho v'zebikato. One is holding the head of the knife and one is holding its handle. Echad l'shem echad mikol elu, one person is having a bad intent, ve'echad l'shem davar kosher, and the other one is having the right intent. Shechitasu psula, the shechita is pasul, because they're both participating in the shechita. Now, incidentally, when it says one of them has in mind for a davar kosher, as if he has to have some great intent, so Rashi on the top line says, shechita stam, any regular shechita without any intent at all, would qualify for this good shechita. But because he's joined with someone who's got it wrong, that's where our problem lies. Says the Gemara, Pesula in. You're invalidating the shechita. But zivche mesim lo. But you're not saying that it's a slaughter of death. Oh, slaughter kills. That's not what we mean. But zivche mesim, a slaughter for avodah zarah, for the dead ones. Idol worship, from our perspective, is the dead ones. Also, just as a dead body is forbidden in benefit, such a slaughter becomes forbidden in benefit. And when we go back to the Mishnah, we see what the Gemara is objecting to. We said psula, and the Gemara takes that to be an indication that it's only pasul and not more. More would be, not only is it invalid as a kosher shechita, but also that it's forbidden in benefit. And we don't see that in our Mishnah. It's permitted in benefit. Fourth line of the page. Viraminhi, I'll ask you a question. We have a different ruling. Hashochet l'shamarim, a person indeed shechts for the purpose of the mountains, l'shem givos, the hills, l'shem naharos, l'shem midbaros, l'shem chama ulavana, for the rivers, for the deserts, for the sun, for the moon, l'shem kochavim, the stars, umazolos, the constellations, l'shem michoel asar hagadol, to michoel, the great minister, l'shem shilshal katan, for a little worm. Hareilu zivchei mesim. It does become zivchei mesim and is forbidden in benefit. So what happened? We have cases in our Mishnah and cases in this Braisa, and we're getting different rulings. A mountain in our Mishnah is going to be permitted in benefit. A mountain in this Braisa is going to create a scene where it's forbidden in benefit. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Lo kasha. It's not a question. It's talking about two different cases. Hada Omar Lahar, Hada Omar Laguda Dahar. One case is that he said for the mountain itself, that's our Mishnah. And the other case, the Braisa, that forbids it in benefit, is talking that he had in mind for the angel of the mountain. Dekanami, you can see that in the text. Diktani dumya demichol sar hagadol, shema mina. Because the case of this Braisa that we brought is things similar to Michael, the great minister, the angel. So he's having in mind for the angel. And that's why it's considered idol worship and it's going to be forbidden even in benefit. But in the case of our Mishnah, where it was only possible but not asur in Hana'ah, it's talking that you had in mind for the mountain itself. Why is there a difference? So you take a look at Rashi. It's about 10 lines from the top, inner commentary. The beginning of the line, Har eino na'as avodas kochavim. A mountain itself cannot be an avodas kochavim. Can't be an idol. As the Pasuk told us, Eloheihem al heharim, they're gods that are on the mountains. But we infer, Velo heharim Eloheihem, but the mountain itself cannot be a god. And therefore, if a person had in mind for the mountain itself, indeed, it's psula milechol, it's going to be invalid to eat. It's not a kosher shchita. Mishum dedamya l'shchita savodas kochavim, because it's too similar to idol worship, mechalfaba, it could be mistaken for it, can't eat it, but it's not actually avodah zarah, and therefore it's permitted in benefit. Another concept here, just to observe, that avodah zarah doesn't matter whether the object of the avodah zarah is interested in being an avodah zarah. Michael is not interested in being an avodah zarah, but if someone has in mind for him, it's an act of avodah zarah, just like if you pay tribute to a person, whether the person professes to be an avodah zarah or not, it would be avodah zarah. So the distinction that the Gemara is making is that if something is mechuber, it's attached, so then it's included in this Eloheihem al heharim velo heharim Eloheihem. The gods on the mountains are what's avodah zarah and forbidden, but the mountain itself cannot be an avodah zarah. But if it's something that's detached, like the angel representing that thing, then indeed it would be considered avodah zarah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.